The Iranian nuclear scientist who says he was kidnapped by the CIA has made his first appearance since his arrival last week in Tehran in a videotaped interview broadcast on Iran's state television. And here's the latest twist. The scientist says the U.S. wanted him to say he was a spy in order to swap him for three American hikers held by Iran since July of last year. Joining us now is the BBC's Tehran correspondent, John Lyne. All right, John, any more evidence we have now to tell us how much of this story of the scientists we should believe?
Do you know, I don't think we're ever going to know the truth in this. I think I can only really give you alternative scenarios, really. his version now is that, of course, he was abducted. He was kidnapped by the Saudis, handed over to the Americans. And he said in this long interview he gave at the weekend on Iranian TV that he wasn't anybody important at all. I don't think he actually said he wasn't a nuclear scientist. He said he was a medical physicist, which could cover a branch of nuclear physics. But nevertheless, basically, he said that as soon as the Americans got hold of him, they realised their mistake. They hadn't got the big fish that they thought they had. So they tried to make the best of it. And again, all according to his version of it. So they tried to persuade him. They tried to bribe him with $10 million to go on CNN. And they tried to persuade him to say he was a spy so they could then arrange a spy swap with the three Americans who, of course, are held in Iran, whom Iran says are spies and their own relatives and most people in America think are hikers who strayed the wrong way on the border between Iran and Iraq. So that's his version of events. As we've been hearing through American spy sources, they continue to insist he was a voluntary defector who came over his own accord, and they've been given more information saying that he was giving information for many years beforehand as a source inside the Iranian nuclear program before he finally defected. One has to be slightly curious about why, you know, why they want to kind of burn off their source like that. I kind of suspect a little bit of hint of bitterness from the people who are handling him in the United States. So they're hardly encouraging future defectors to come over if they're going to get thoroughly, their cover's going to be blown in the future. But anyway, there it is.
So these statements, who do you think they were meant for? And the audience, the television audience in Iran, or the audience that they were eventually relayed to here in the United States?
Well, he basically, above all, is covering himself. If he truly was a defector, he's telling the Iranian authorities what they want to know. And in turn, the Iranian authorities are milking full propaganda advantage from what they see as their propaganda coup.
Now, talk about how likely it could have been that, especially, you know, if you've been following the plight of the hikers, how likely is it that a prisoner swap was in the works? I mean, you know, after all, if you've been watching swaps lately, why is a Russia swap conceivable but not one with Iran?
There was talk about this even before he started raising this issue, just because the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just mentioned the American hikers when she was talking about this Iranian scientist. I've always thought it's very unlikely because the relations between Iran and the United States are so bad at the moment. I just don't see the good faith there to make the complicated arrangements to sort out such a deal as there was between Moscow and Washington, which enabled the spy swap to go ahead there.
All right. That's John Lyne joining us from Tehran. He is the correspondent there for the BBC, one of our partners.